proclamation number 7262 dated the January 21st, 1959. Resurrection. Decomposition of the flesh. Every one of you living on earth will physically die, but your soul will either rise into life or remain dead, if it did not strive for life on earth. Thus, resurrection is assured to all of you who desire to live. For those who do not believe in the resurrection do not desire life for their soul either. Instead, only the life of their physical body is possibly desirable for them, which they seek to prolong as far as they are able to do so. But they will die and remain dead for an infinitely long time to come, even though one day resurrection will be assured to them too. However, anyone who seeks and strives towards attaining life for his soul can also be certain that it will rise from the dead after the death of the body, for Jesus Christ provided the evidence for this, who arose from the dead on the third day, who had conquered death and the one who had brought death into the world. Admittedly, his resurrection is being doubted by believers and unbelievers, for even the believers are unable to grasp this greatest of miracles and are often inclined to harbor quiet doubts as long as they merely believe but have not yet brought this faith alive properly. But as soon as my spirit can work in the human being, these doubts will be clarified and Jesus' resurrection will be the clear evidence of his own resurrection for him. He will know that he will not die but only enter from this life into the kingdom of the beyond, where he will live forever. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a constantly disputed problem amongst people, for on the one hand they want to doubt it, on the other hand they want to deduce from it a resurrection of the flesh because they believe that Jesus also arose in the flesh on the third day. They don't yet realize that Jesus only made himself visible to people in order to help them to believe, but that they only ever saw his spiritual body which presented itself to them visibly. All the substances of his physical body had spiritualized themselves through his crucifixion, and thus the man Jesus had put on a spiritual garment when he visibly approached his disciples. And you, too, will put on this spiritual garment at your resurrection into life. The physical body stays behind and its substances continue the path of higher development. Hence the body of flesh decomposes and its substances animate other forms again which are still at the beginning of their development. Thus they will never enclose the soul again. They will never be the shell for the soul again and be resurrected with it at the same time. And yet the soul will arise from the dead if it has fulfilled my will on earth, if it strives to enter the life I promised it when I lived on earth as Jesus, the human being. A resurrection is assured to all of you, yet you determine the time yourselves. However, you must gain the right understanding of a resurrection of the flesh, for the works of your flesh will certainly be judged and according to these will be your resurrection, either to life or, if your works give evidence against you, to death, the banishment into hard matter. And this is once again an infinitely long-lasting state of helplessness and darkness, a state of death which, however, you aspire to unearth yourselves because you lack the faith that you are destined for life and not death, which you caused yourselves. For this reason I rose from the dead in order to provide you humans with this evidence. And yet, you can only believe it again if you, through a life of love, awaken your spirit which will subsequently explain and instruct you about everything. And then you will also be able to believe with conviction what cannot be proven to you. Strive towards life and you will never ever need to fear death. You will live forever in strength and light and freedom. Amen.